It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to The Narrators. We were lucky enough to record this story from Melanie Mosley when she was traveling through Denver as she toured her one-woman show, Sexology the Musical. The theme of the show was transplant.
Hi. So, growing up in Palo Alto, California in the 70s, was pretty idyllic for me. My dad worked at Stanford Research Institute, and we lived in this lovely neighborhood where everybody knew all their neighbors, and we all went to the same elementary school, and the older kids would walk the younger kids to school. And one day, Tommy, who was an older kid in the neighborhood, brought all of us younger kids together on the school grounds. He had information that he needed to share with us. And I was like 6 or 7 at this time. And so he brings us all together, and Tommy says, "There are 1,000 calories in a teaspoon full of sperm." I have no idea where he got this information or why he needed to share it with 6 or 7 years old, but he did. And my 6 or 7 year old brain was just going, okay, trying to parse this sentence. Calories. I had no idea what that was. Teaspoons, I knew. My mom and I would bake together from time to time, so I knew that. Sperm, no idea. No clue what you were talking about, but the information that was implanted into Tommy's brain that he needed to, like, spew forth through his mouth and transplant it into my brain got implanted there and lived there, kind of dormant, for many years, until I was confronted for the first time in college with my very first blowjob. Stefan. He was a Swedish exchange student. And he was my boyfriend at the time. And he asked me if I would give him a blowjob. And so I'm kneeling in front of him and I'm looking at his penis. And all of a sudden, this transplanted sentence comes out of my brain. There are 1,000 calories in a teaspoon full of sperm. Now, I don't know if you can see, there's nothing for you to compare me to, maybe, but I am 4'11". And to maintain what you see in front of you right here, it's about, thank you, but it's like 1,300 calories a day. We'll do this. Beyond this, no. So I'm thinking, all right. If I am going to do this, it is likely that I will swallow some of this. Like, let's go with the teaspoon. And if I am going to do this, that means for the rest of the day, I can have an apple. Like, that's pretty much it. I decided to do it. I did it, and I did it frequently. I did it many times during the course of my freshman year. And you know what? I never gained the freshman 15. So, information. So, flash forward to the summer of 1996. And it is the year of the Summer Olympics in Atlanta. Wow, I know. Yay. And so I decided that I was going to go out there partially because my aunt was in charge of all of the volunteers for the Summer Olympics. And so like I could volunteer and do cool shit there. And then number two, my uncle was the guy who like engineered the inside of the Atlanta torch, like the torch for the Olympics. Pretty fucking cool, right? And so I got a bunch of, I was able to like join in on a bunch of like events with them. And if they had extra tickets, I could go on things. And so I was like, yeah, hell yeah. I'll spend my summer there. So I'm in Atlanta for the Summer Olympics. And at one point I am standing in line right next to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, I kid you not. You remember, I'm 4'11". So I am looking at, and I'm like, I am a leg. I am a leg. I could suck his cock standing up. And then I start thinking, like, is there, like, what's the... How much ejaculate comes out of someone that large based on, like, let's just say Stefan, what is there a lot more there? I don't know. I didn't do it because we were in public and I had no consent, but I certainly thought about it. So then flash forward just a few years, and I decide to go back to graduate school in theater. And one part of our program is that we have to do a show. Like, we have to do some kind of show in one of the theaters. And I decide that the show that I want to do is going to be a one-woman show that is about body image and sexuality, and it kind of bounces off of this idea of there are 1,000 calories in a teaspoonful of sperm. Like, that's the first line of the show. 1,000 calories, go from there. Now, I'm a graduate student, and of course now it's like 1996, and so like the internet's super available. I'm a responsible graduate student, so I will do my research. And so I got online, I look up 1,000 calories, how many calories are in a teaspoon full of sperm. Turns out there are 25 calories. Not only that, there's a lot of zinc and protein in sperm. So I guess the thing that I would like to transplant into your brain is that particular fact. 25 calories, lots of zinc, lots of protein. Do what you want to with that information.
Yes, keep it going for Melanie and for all the storytellers tonight.
Narrators is produced by me, Aaron Rollman, and Ron Doyle, with help from Karen Wachtel, Jesse Witten, Scott Carney, and Sydney Crane. Our music is by Gabby Gutierrez-Reed and Kevin Matthews. Special thanks to our sponsors, Buntport Theatre Company, Illegal Pete's, and Great Divide Brewing Company. We will be back once again with a new episode next week, and if you're in Denver, please join us for one of our live shows, which take place on the third Wednesday of every month. For more information about the live show, or for more information about past episodes of this podcast, you can click on the link in our show notes or visit our website, thenarrators.org. Thanks so much for listening.